From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open this hour of world music with an Indian classical raga performed on the sarod. The sarod is a fretless stringed instrument known for its deep, weighty sound, and is one of the most popular instruments used in the performance of Indian classical music. It's right up there with the sitar. In this case, the sarod performer is Aditya Verma. She's joined on this raga by tabla player Vinit Vyas. It's from the album Sarod, Traditional Music from India, released on the Canadian Oliver Sutton Productions label. This raga is an evening raga. Many Indian classical ragas are composed to be performed at specific times of the day, or even seasonal ragas designed to be performed at specific times of the year. As I said, this is an evening raga, and we'll listen to it in its entirety. Raga Jinjoti.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Raga Jinjoti, as performed on Sarod by Aditya Verma with tabla player Vinit Vyas, from the album Sarod, Traditional Music from India, the album containing two classical ragas. From India, we will travel next to the Middle East, and more specifically to Yemen, and we'll hear a track from the album Yemen, Music from the Heart of Arabia, part of the outstanding Musique du Monde, or Music of the World, series released by Bouddha Musique from France, the album containing sacred and secular traditional Yemeni music. This piece is a piece for tambura and vocals. The performer is Mohammed Al-Koek, and it's titled Lir Tambura et Chant. Thank you.
Las tabletas de la negra luz. la mama manyo gule bana adega bomu tukuridu mama sene tibita bedu mama adega bomu tukuridu anya ivanele puma be mama nyo gule bana fula ba mama anya nenge tuma mama boom what
That's an example of punta, a very popular form of dance music among the Garifuna people of the Caribbean seacoasts of several Central American countries, including Guatemala, Belize, and the country we heard from, Honduras. We heard from a compilation of punta bands, mainly from Honduras, I believe, the album Guerra de las Puntas, Battle of the Puntas, and from La Banda Ibanez, we heard Las Tabletas. Before that, music from the Savannah region of Africa, more specifically Burkina Faso, or at the time of this recording, the region was known as Upper Volta, and a piece from the Guma people of Burkina Faso, sung in the Gourmanche language, accompanied by harp and percussion. The performers, not credited here, Gourmanche Praise Song, the name of the piece, recorded by ethnologist Kathleen Johnson in 1973, and released as part of the album Burkina Faso, Rhythms of the Grasslands, part of the Nonesuch Explorer series of world music compilations. And we began the set with a track from the Musique du Monde series of compilations, this one being Yemen, Music from the Heart of Arabia, and we heard Lir Tambura et Chant, a piece for tambura and vocals performed by Mohamed Al-Koek. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1717. We'll begin our closing set of the hour with some pop music from the African nation of Namibia. Note I said Namibia, not Nambia, as a particular certain clueless world leader once called them. In any case, a track from the compilation Namibian Annual Music Awards 2014. This is the band Gaza and their track Tufike Apa.
Voilà, on met le toyoyo, voilà, on y t'a. jam brûle, voilà, qui mouti foule, voilà, complète du chien, voilà, ou fila watika, voilà, amagnonyopa, voilà, au scola ya pizza, tu vike apa, a tu vike apa, del paimo tu vike apa, et si tu te fais comme un chaifa, toi, tu vike apa, ne, a tu vike apa, del paimo tu vike apa, et si tu te fais comme un chaifa, toi, tu vike apa, ne, a tu vike apa, del paimo tu vike apa, et si tu te fais comme un chaifa, toi, tu vike apa, ne, a tu vike apa, del paimo tu vike apa, et si tu te fais comme un chaifa, toi, tu vike apa, ne, a tu vike apa, del paimo tu vike apa, ne, shalom kwa shapa.
Ich bin nicht mehr jung.
Some reggae sounds there. That piece not from the Caribbean, but rather from another part of the world dominated by islands, the South Pacific. From New Caledonia, to be exact, piece sung in the Kanak language, from Bernard Uedre. It was called Rawagu, from an early Putumayo world music compilation. Putumayo presents World Reggae. Before that, a piece which you may have thought came from Scotland or Ireland, but in fact it came from Canada and was sung in Canadian Gaelic, which is an offshoot of Scots Gaelic, Canadian Gaelic, spoken predominantly on Cape Breton Island. And from there, we heard from singer Mary Jane Lamond and her album Soise, which is Canadian Gaelic for Go For It, more or less. And I actually heard that piece for the first time on a Canadian radio station, one of the transmitters of the CBC, the public broadcaster in Canada. From Mary Jane Lamond, we listened to Donal Machikien. And we began our final set of the hour with some Namibian pop music, courtesy of Gaza, Tufike Apa, from Namibian Annual Music Awards 2014 compilation. And that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.